Welcome to Take the 12. Congratulations on taking this step. I'm grateful to be able to share this step with you because our big book tells us in the first paragraph of chapter 7, Working with Others, quote, "Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other activities fail," end quote. In this recording, I'll be reading content found in the step study at takethe12.org for step 5. The information shared here is just one AA member's personal experience and does not speak for any other member's experience or for AA itself. So let's get started. From the foreword of the 12 and 12, AA's 12 steps are a group of principles, spiritual in their nature, which, if practiced as a way of life, can expel the obsession to drink and enable the sufferer to become happily and usefully whole. Step 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. With each step in this study, I've started off sharing what I tell each person I teach to take the steps, that one thing I learned about this step that was the most important thing to know. Now, remember, this is just my experience and may not be the experience of another member of the AA Fellowship. The one thing I need to know about step 5, others see us better than we do. The spiritual principle found in this step is integrity, and the reading assignment for it is Big Book pages 72 through 75, and in the 12 and 12 pages 55 through 62. Because I believe that in each step there is something to surrender, here's what we'll be surrendering in step 5. Fear of sharing my inventory with another human being. Here's the step summary. Have you ever noticed that the fifth step doesn't say that we just admit our wrongs? It says that we admit the exact nature of our wrongs. So we need to do more than just confess what we did. We also need to see why we did what we did so that we can ask God to help us with it. It's obvious why we share our inventory with another person, because we are masters at believing in our own justifications and half-truths. Aren't we the ones who used to say we didn't have a drinking problem? Didn't we tell ourselves over and over that we were doing fine as we were sinking deeper and deeper into the abyss of alcoholism? Since we're not good judges of character, especially our own, we must confide in someone else. Only another person can see us as we really are. That's why it says that a solitary self-appraisal is insufficient. The purpose of this step is to help ease the anxiety, depression, and irritability of hiding the worst parts of us. We're able to rid ourselves of isolation and loneliness. If we don't report to someone on our shortcomings, we become God in our own lives as we did when we drank. This is the exact nature of our wrongs. We thought we were God. We thought we were in charge. What we used to be like is not described in a drunkalogue, as it's commonly referred to, but listed nowhere in our first 164 pages. It's described best in the reasons for our spiritual disobedience that led to our alcoholism, from the 12 and 12, page 174. It's when we lay out all of the defects of character that block us from our happiness and from God as we understand God. For example, I was fearful and I drank. I was resentful and I drank. I was selfish and I drank. A really effective description of what we used to be like will not list all of the alcohol we drank or what the consequences of our actions were when we did drink. It will list the many defects of character that had us believe the only solution to our problem was to drink. Therefore, we have no reason not to read our inventory to someone. My relationship with my sponsor reinforces spiritual principles in my life. Every time I read an inventory, I receive three blessings that are promised in the fifth step of the 12 and 12. First, an end to loneliness and a sense of belonging to AA. Second, a feeling that I could be forgiven and that I'm able to forgive others. And lastly, a desire for true humility, a clear recognition of what and who I really am, followed by a sincere attempt to become what I could be. For those of us who have been around for a while, we've tried to dispel some of the myths about our program of action. Here's a myth about step 5. It's not necessary to share your defects with another person. It's enough that your higher power knows. I just have to laugh a little bit at that. Folks, it's very important to reveal your inventory to another person so you can receive feedback and experience. You'll feel a huge weight lifted once you confide in another. This will allow you to move on to step 6 with humility. All right, let's take a look at this step's inventory. First, taking a step displays a willingness to write inventory and allow it to surrender something within us. Write inventory on your most serious shortcomings around the practical application of this step in your life today. For example, how am I applying the spiritual principle found in this step to every moment of my life? A little side note, it's recommended that this inventory only be written after you've read your 4-step inventory to another person. As with the other inventories, it's divided into 3 sections in your personal relationships, at work, and with God, and in AA. So in your personal relationships, 1, am I now able to forgive others and myself? 2, am I ready for a sincere attempt to become what I can be? And 3, do I get wrapped up in the affairs of the world rather than giving first place to spiritual development? Jot down your corrective measures there. In work, am I willing to believe that my boss or coworkers are entitled to the truth about my abilities and my work? And make sure that you list any corrective measures there. And lastly, with God and in AA, first, have I omitted anything or skimped anywhere on my work in the first 5 steps? 2, do I now have a sense of belonging to AA and a personal relationship with God? If not, list your corrective measures. Now let's review the step checklist for step 5, and we're looking for yes or no answers here. 1, have I let go of reservations about my past and acknowledged that I no longer worry about being judged for what I've done? 2, do I believe that AA is a safe and supportive environment and that everyone has stories they aren't proud of? 3, do I believe it's possible to feel a huge weight lifted once I confide in another? 4, was I searching fearless and thorough as I could be as I wrote my 4-step inventory? 5, is my inventory an honest appraisal of the causes and conditions of my alcoholism? 6, am I willing to look at who I was as well as who I would like to become? 7, am I willing to be vulnerable and not hold back? 8, have I chosen someone I'm comfortable sharing with from which to read my inventory? 9, am I willing to listen to their experience, strength, and hope with an open mind? And 10, have I read the contents of my 4-step to another person? If you can answer yes to these questions, you've likely taken this step. 3 steps to freedom and enlightened living. First, non-resistance. I will stop fighting what is. 2, non-judgment. I will stop labeling things as good or bad. And 3, non-attachment. I will stop focusing on the outcome. Finally, I've chosen to put as the last word on each step that the only problem we ever really have is separation from God. When I find myself struggling in any way, I try and remember that it doesn't matter what the problem may look like. In every single case, the real problem is my thinking about that person, place, thing, or situation. When I can take the action needed to get right with God, I'm on the right track to ensuring that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from alcoholism happens in my life. God bless.